And joining us in studio, Joan Farnham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this one of those quiet weekends?
It's very quiet here. And, you know, maybe people can, if they have sort of nice looking long underwear, they might wear to that tennis thing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty cold out there
today.
It's
chilly. Yeah. It's chilly.
I wanted to say that the Gunflint Greenup, yes, pre-registration is required, sort of, and you certainly won't get a t-shirt if you go up there this morning. But if you do go up this morning, you might be able to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't start until 9:30, so that gives you plenty of time to go up the trail. And there'll be signs on the trail of meet here, and you could just go in there and say, I'm ready to help. And I'm not sure how they're organizing the box lunches, which usually come from Subway this year. But in past years, you actually paid. You could pay if they had any extra. You could buy one.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have your lunch, too.
Yeah. And there's lots of restaurants along the way. I mean, you know,
there's
places that you can eat even if you don't get in on the box lunch. And you want to help out. So
good point. Yeah. And the dance tonight with Trail's End should be great.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gunflint, the thank you dinner, which you'd have to pay for, but you could still go, is really fun. And the Seavertones are playing there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So is it like a big tent again up at the Gunflint Trail?
Yeah.
Up at the end?
At the lodge.
At the lodge.
Okay. Gunflint Lodge, yeah. So it's really good. So we're definitely recommending that. Crazy Neighbors are at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. And then tomorrow is Mother's Day.
I know that.
Why do you know that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little chilly for mom, but nevertheless, all the restaurants are having special Mother's Day menus. And if your mom is around and in town, this would be a fun thing to bring her. You can make reservations, I'm sure. Max Bickle will be playing at the Pie Place for Mother's Day. He was on the Roadhouse last night.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, he was, and he brought his violin and he played some tunes. It was pretty cool.
Good.
So that'll be fun. And there are two shows. The furniture show continues at Johnson Heritage Post. And there's a life drawing at Grand Marais Art Colony. And the other thing is that this would be a good day to read a book. And the bookstores are open. Drury Lane Books is open. Birch Bart Books is open. And they have brought in all this new stuff for the season. So there are new titles. Lots of new titles. So check it out today. And the galleries are beginning to become alive too, because supposedly artists spent the winter creating.
Like little bears. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And bringing things in for spring. And so there'll be quite a vital collection at all the galleries. Blue Moose is open today. I think they're going to be open Sunday afternoon, too, for Mother's Day. And Betsy Bowen's gallery this winter, they reorganized. And it looks completely different in there. And it is really fun. I mean, it's quite amazing what they did to the ambiance and the sense of place by just moving some stuff, mm-hmm, and rearranging it. Mm-hmm. So that is a fun thing.
That whole feng shui thing.
Oh, it is. It's, mm-hmm, quite amazing. It's really nice in there. And also, Severson Gallery and Last Chance Gallery also have very neat stuff that we recommend go look for. There are some things to look forward to. The Farm and Craft Market will open May 2nd, the last Saturday of the month. And that Saturday, too, there's going to be a big rummage sale up at the community center. So if you are doing your spring cleaning, collect it in boxes, and then you can bring it up there and make a little money off it.
The 22nd?
I think it is.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I think it is. And then over Memorial Day weekend this year, there's lots of activities being planned, including an art crawl. And I think you are having some music, aren't you?
Yes.
What is happening at Severson that weekend?
Well, that weekend there are lots of things happening, but one of them is Howard Severson's 80th birthday party.
Ooh.
Friday night.
Ooh.
And wear red suspenders.
Oh.
And there will be music by the Kindler Gentler KGB, which is...
Who's that?
John Koslak and John Gruber and Brandenburg.
Rick Brandenburg.
Yeah.
Great music.
Plus, there'll be vocals and guest appearance by Liz Sievertson.
I bet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that's coming up. That's a Friday night event.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 to 7 at the gallery.
Well, I think Bessie's bringing in James McCumber, I think.
Yep.
And I haven't even, you know, I haven't looked forward to that on my calendar to see what in the world's going on, but I know there's lots of stuff.
Oh, there's tons of things. Yep. It's just like everybody gets all geared up and it's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, that's true. Well, so that's what I have on this nice, quiet Saturday.
All right. Well, it's a good Saturday to have that second cup of coffee and yep. kick back a little bit, warm up, get your woolies out of the trunk if you put them away. You're going to need them for the next, 5-6 days or so.
Yeah.
Then we'll get into May weather. Thanks, Joan.
Okay, thank you.
Joan Farnham and the Art Scene this morning on North Shore Weekend.